Sometimes we're made aware of a truth and we wonder how in the world we missed it. Sometimes the most simple truths we can overlook. I'm going to read now from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 3. I'm just going to be focusing on the first part of verse 3. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord abides forever. Hear God's word. Paul writes this, "Blessed be the God and," get this now, "Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." You know, we can sometimes put so much focus on Jesus that we almost forget about the fact that it was the Father that sent him. But Yeshua said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." Some of us have exclusively caused our prayers or focused our prayers and adoration on Jesus without remembering once again, it was the Father that sent his Son. So Paul once again says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." In fact, many of Paul's letters begin the same way. "Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ." We need to remember, beloved, that the Father is the origin of everything. Many Christians, once again, all the worship songs are focused on Jesus. Many Christians, when they pray only to Jesus. But Yeshua said, when you pray, pray in this way. And then Yeshua said, pray like this: "Our Father who art in heaven." We pray in Yeshua's name to the Father. So I want to ask you to do a spiritual check of your own heart, of your own thought life. Are you solely focused on Jesus, or do you recognize it's the Father that chose you in Jesus before the foundation of the world? This is why Jesus said in John 10, "I know my sheep, my Father has given them to me." And in John 6, Yeshua said, "No man comes to me unless the Father draws him." So I want to ask you to get into alignment, beloved, with truth and cause your center to be the Father in Yeshua's name. Through Yeshua, we have a relationship with the Father. Yeshua's blood has brought us in to fellowship with not only himself, but with, first of all, the Father that sent him.